This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Some of the Colombian nationals detained by the Haitian National Police in connection with the assassination of President Jovenel Moise took part in U.S. military training and education programs. Pentagon spokesperson confirmed in a statement emailed to VOA. According to the Pentagon, U.S. Defense Department trains thousands of military people from South America, Central America, and the Caribbean each year. Haitian National Police Chief Leon Charles said police have arrested 18 Colombians in connection with the assassination. U.S. President Joe Biden said Thursday during a joint news conference with the visiting Chancellor of Germany, Angela Merkel, that he was not open to U.S. military involvement in the country, but that he would send troops to fortify the U.S. embassy in Haiti. Moise was shot and killed in the pre-dawn hours on July 7th at his home outside Port-au-Prince. His wife was injured in the attack and is recovering from surgery in Miami, Florida. Interim Prime Minister Claude Joseph told reporters he has spoken with the First Lady multiple times and that she is doing well. The death toll continues to climb, and dozens of reported missing as severe flooding in Germany and Belgium turned streams and streets into raging torrents that swept away cars and caused homes to collapse. Recent storms across the Western Europe area made rivers and reservoirs burst their banks, triggering flash flooding. Speaking at the news conference with President Joe Biden early today, Angela Merkel, the chancellor, said, "With empathy and that our heart goes out to all of those who are in this catastrophe, have lost loved ones, or are still worrying about the fate of the people still missing." For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News.